The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. So referring to his executive power, President Obama saying, obviously, that he's not going to be able to work with Congress. I've got a pen and I've got a phone. In other words, he's going to bully through things unconstitutionally. But by the way, did you see where Megyn Kelly of Fox News asked Mitch McConnell, if this stuff is unconstitutional, the way he is arbitrarily changing laws, why don't you impeach? Now, the obvious answer is they don't have the Senate. Democrats have the Senate, and any impeachment trial would take place in the Senate. So even if the House of Representatives voted out articles of impeachment, it's not going to get past the Senate. And he said, there's something we haven't even considered. Okay. But here's the point I think she was getting at. Why aren't you bleeping and moaning about this more? Why aren't you pointing out that what he's doing is unconstitutional? You just barely are. This is insane. And by the way, it's not just Obamacare. It's any number of things that he's just arbitrarily decided through executive privilege he can change. He can't. Well, he can if nobody stops him. And that's essentially what he was saying. Look, nobody stopped me before. And I know it's getting old, but I use it every time. He's kind of the Nikita Khrushchev character here in the modern-day Cuban Missile Crisis. Years after the crisis, Khrushchev was asked, why did you do that? I mean, it was such a deeply destabilizing move. Why did you do that? Because he didn't think it was deeply destabilizing. He didn't think JFK was going to do anything. Why would he? JFK showed himself to be weak-kneed with the Bay of Pigs, with their summit, with the Berlin Wall. He'd been rolling over JFK. What's he going to do? Start thermonuclear war. Oh, he hadn't considered that one. Well, that's Obama here. Well, yeah, I'm going to use my pen and my phone. Going to put pressure on people. I'm going to use executive fiat because I can. And he can. And this really does hack me off. People like Jim Sensenbrenner and the National Review rip into Ron Johnson for filing suit against this kind of behavior. Damn it, nobody else is calling him out on it to any measurable degree except conservative talk radio. So why do you go rip on Ron Johnson? The guy can't win for losing. Ted Cruz and company call him a rhino, and then he does something like this, and everyone calls him a conservative wingnut. The guy can't win. Talk about literally not being able to win for losing. Literally. That's Ron Johnson. So the president has now doubled down on this. Well, are they going to do anything this time? That remains to be seen. All right, I believe this is the first one of the year. Of course, one of the things I'm learning is that as we enter another year, my memory's getting even faultier. By the way, I had a listener blame my cholesterol medication on that. Really? That's supposed to affect your memory? Statins? That must be why I forget to take it, huh? Of course, then, if I forgot to take it. Never mind. I don't think we've done one this year. A crayon report.
Sometimes I like to scribble.
A look at letters to the editor that we're convinced were written in crayon. Here's your crayon correspondent, Jerry Bader.
This one comes to us from the Sheboygan Press. And before I read it, let me say this. I think this actually says more about the Sheboygan Press than it does the mental midget who wrote this thing. Here it goes. Another year of comic relief on the way. The year 2013 has ended, and another new year has begun. I would like to thank all of the conservative right-wing contributors to the Sheboygan Press's What's on Your Mind and Letters to the Editor. You have provided me and others with a whole year of comic relief. When I was a little child, I couldn't wait on Sundays to get home from Sunday school so I could read the Sheboygan Press Sunday comics. Now in my 70s, I can't wait to read. And then he specifically calls out a couple of conservatives who write to the press and the other conservative contributors who live in their magical world of untruths, non-facts, right-wing propaganda, and brainwashing by the right-wing media and internet blogs. Now that 2014 has started, I see in the Sheboygan Press that I and others will have another year of comic relief. I wonder where they get all of this garbage from. Oh, yes, I do know. Fox Network. Gary A. Cole, Sheboygan. Now, he spent three paragraphs saying absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Other than he hates conservatives. Did he make one coherent point? No. That he thinks what conservatives believe is fiction. What conservatives think you believe is fiction. The difference is conservatives can prove it. You can't. So what do? You just bay at the moon like some dog. That's what you do. Okay. I get that. He's a liberal without an original thought. And he doesn't like seeing conservative thought in print or hearing it on the radio, so he lashes out at it like some wild animal. I get that. That's what liberals do. That's where I think this is more about the Sheboygan Press. Now, I realize that the day has long passed when the opinion page of any newspaper is a place for a meaningful public forum where people write in. That's why I make fun of it. I know they're desperate for letters. Are they really this desperate? This is it? This is the best that they can do? Really? Really? By the way, a friend just let me know it's not my cholesterol medication. I'm just becoming a senile old fart. Well, that's comforting. I feel so much better now. I would run nothing before I would run this drivel. And by the way, that goes both ways. If a conservative wrote a letter that just railed like this without making even a modicum of a point. And by the way, you'll hear me do that with calls. If someone's not going anywhere and they're just rambling, and by the way, people get upset when I do that because, boy, in their mind, they're making all sorts of sense. Just like Gary A. Cole of Sheboygan thought he was making all the sense in the world. He can't actually challenge any of the conservative points, so he just sits there and mocks them. That's what liberals do. And apparently the Sheboygan Press is so desperate for any public input that they will publish something this stupid. Jason says, what was up with the right-wing media comment? Well, I'll tell you what that is. That's a good point, Jason. I'll tell you what that is. That's another thing liberals don't get. Liberals live in this fantasy world where they have independent thought, and conservatives just follow the leader. The conservative rank and file are mindless automatons that follow national shows like Rush and Sean and Levin and regional shows such as this one. Well, they just get their talking points from you when, in fact, nobody parrots talking points like liberals. And when you call them on it, they just go nuts. That's why they're so easy to defeat. They just keep parroting the same thing over and over and over. What does this guy do? He just rails and screams via print because he doesn't have a meaningful thought. And by the way, every once in a while, when I make fun of someone who writes a letter to the editor in this fashion, they'll hear about it from somebody. You know, they don't listen, obviously. You would hope he'd be more informed if he listened to a show such as this one. But somebody will tell him, somebody will tell somebody will tell somebody who tells him. And then I'll get a nasty email. How dare you? And you know what they often say, because this is how stupid they are? I'm going to sue you. Jason's like, for what? As I always joke, definition of character. What else is there? I didn't make you look stupid. You made you look stupid, and I shared it with my little corner of the world. That's what I did. All right, straight ahead. Governor Walker surprised a lot of people by giving Chris Christie a vote of confidence. I want to get into that in 5 minutes. It's 9:16.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.